on today's show, The State of Society. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Sunday Night Army Podcast. I'm your host, Jacob, and welcome to another episode of the Sunday Night Army Podcast. And it's a different one this week because it's all commentary again. Now, before I get to that commentary, picture this. Wherever you're listening around the world to this show, and I know there's almost 60 countries that listen, in whatever situation you find yourself in, you should be prepared for that situation. There's only one way to do that. Check out rapidsurvival.com for all your survival kits, survival equipment, food, and storage. You guys see what type of world we live in. It doesn't hurt to be a little bit prepared. And a good place to start is rapidsurvival.com. Check it out. I'm going to put a link in the show description. You guys can go and start your journey to being prepared there. Now, this week, also before I start the show, I'd like to mention, yours truly here has been nominated for Artist of the Year here locally in a magazine called BizX, which is a business magazine. But I've been nominated as an Artist of the Year, and I only have a few more days with this release of this episode where you guys can go and vote for me. So if you go to the link in the show description, hit that link, and of course hit vote for me, Jacob, as Artist of the Year. I would appreciate it. It's not a popularity contest, but I would like to show this local community that I live in that there is support for podcasts and the information and entertainment that we as podcasters bring. So check that out. Support the show. I really appreciate it. And of course, link in bio, Linktree. Anything you guys want to help with the show, check that out. There's merch, links to all your favorite platforms, and just anything else you need about the show. And from then, support the show also by listening on any platform. And I see guys that you do, and I appreciate every single one of you from all these different countries popping up. I just saw New Zealand. Awesome. Thank you so much. And let's start talking. Now, let's start with the state of society. Now, that's an intriguing topic. This could be a very long episode, but I'm going to try not to make it. Because if you look at our society in general, things have to start somewhere. Yes, politics is a big thing. Politics is extremely divisive. Now, I don't want to cover too much politics right now because I don't want to divide the audience for those listening to the show previously. I usually don't like to talk too much about politics, just here and there where it matters. It's so divisive, but there's also a lot of reasons why it's so divisive and a lot of other divisive things in the world where our society as a whole is not what it used to be, for better or worse. And the state of our society is what I want to address, because we are so in dire need of calm and peace and just having time to live where it's... And I hate to say this, it's not like it used to be. It's just a cliche. Now, if you think about it, I remember my childhood growing up, and many years you were able to just, you know what, not worry about what you kids do, go outside and play. And there's a lot of neighborhoods that you used to do that in, and you can't do that anymore. So let's start from the very beginning, and that's raising children. I know, it's going to be very controversial. It's all my opinion, based on what I know. So you can have a problem with it, great. Email me, message me with the issues you have with what I'm saying, whatever. We all have our opinions, and I'm still free to do that, to have an opinion. And the Canadian government hasn't censored me yet. It will one day, but not right now. So let's start at the beginning of the state of our society. And our state of our society is in dire need from the very beginning. And it's how we raise our children, because society right now wants to guide you in a certain direction, wants to tell you how you should raise your children. Now, we're moving more and more away from allowing parents to make their own decision on how they want to raise their children. Anything from what is given to you in programming children activities and even in school. We have gone away from things we learned, things we were brought up on. And yes, sometimes it needs to happen where we need to update and renew and just get more information and have things updated to a better standard, if you want. But we've gone away from a lot of the traditional upbringing of children. And I think some of that, very little of it has come around to understanding that some of it is incorrect. For example, how we discipline our children has gone in a total 360 because we have a generation of children brought up on timeouts, and we finally realize, a lot of parents now realize that none of that bullshit ever worked, and it raised a generation of weak and bastard children. So I'm glad that that part of it is turning around a little bit, because discipline is something as a human being, when you, the earlier you learn that, the better it is in your future and life management skills that you will be applying that to. Now, raising children, again, is fundamental. Fundamental on how you basically structure how your child will grow up. So those skills are coming back slowly. And I'm super happy about that, because the state of society begins with, obviously, the children. And anywhere you look, the children are always a topic. Now, how do we address what's happening in our society or in regards to our children and what we expose them to? That should be at the discretion of the parent. Now, the more we take away from the parent, do the parents always know best? Absolutely not. But they are the only person responsible for their children and should be making decisions for them. Not the government, not the media, not anybody else. The parent responsible for their own children. And the more the society force feeds certain ideals, I'm not saying they're right or wrong, the less we have of governance of the parent over what the child learns. Now, I'm all for parent responsibility. As a parent myself, I'm responsible for my kids. I want to be the only person that is responsible for them until they are adults. When they're adults, they'll be able to make their own decisions. But I want to shape them with what I think is best. I was raised the same way, and people around me did have exact the same thing. So that, for me, is the very basic of our society. And that's where everything starts, because our values are also changing as a society. And it stems from how we raise our children to ourselves. And our values have shifted from every decade. Now, it's surprising to me how much of the human development has come in the last 100 years or so. How much we've developed and how much we've dumbed things down. Because instead, we have advanced, but we've also advanced in dumbing down ourselves as a society, because we've made a lot of things easier, but we've also stopped caring about the next generation. Yes, we have a lot of advancement in technology, but we also have dumbed down children for not caring on about the values that brought us up. From life skills, we focused on education in different ways, where everybody has to go to college, has to get an education. But we forgot that without learning skills, an education is worthless. Like, you might get a whatever degree, but unfortunately, so did hundreds of thousands of other people, and you actually have to go and learn a skill or work somewhere not related to what you were learning at university. Now, that is our state of our society, where we're gearing youth in giving them a goal of higher education, where not necessarily has to be something they should be doing. Now, if we raise an entire generation's worth of young adults that only go to colleges and universities to get degrees, it will not benefit anyone in the future. We can't have a whole bunch of people at the same level, with the same education, with no desirable skills. That's a failure in society. There is no one working at the fundamentals, at the foundation of the whole thing. Now, I'm not against higher education. I have higher education myself, but I also have practical skills. I know how to do things. And and if you look at a larger perspective, our society does not value, as a society, we don't value hard work. Now, that is because of that generation I mentioned earlier, of the timeout generation, where everybody's soft, where that generation was also told to get a higher education. And that soft generation, though, the parents that raised that didn't teach them to value hard work. That's why there's a giant labor shortage of skilled trades. Excuse me. And as a society, that's also where we have failed. And that has to change, because we'll be in a very, very big predicament down the road, where there will be a giant contrast of the people that know how to and those that don't. So if you have an entire generation of people that just do paperwork and are high educated, and you don't have enough people that actually know how to do things, that is a problem. So it's life priorities. It's what we prioritize. And unfortunately, our society these days may be slightly turning in the right direction, but we still have those ideals where it's just not practical. So that's the state of our society that way. Now, when I mentioned state of our society, and I did just mention electronics and technology, that also comes down to the media, because the state of our society depends a lot on them, what you're being given and what you're consuming as an individual, media related. Because now, we used to have everybody read the paper. We consumed the media that way, the radio and TV. TV started way back when. Now we consume it every second on our portable devices, our telephones, mainly computers, laptops, and even TV. And how we consume that media greatly affects personal skills, but what we're consuming. And what we're consuming daily is specifically designed and now being curated to how you explore what's online, for example, is being curated to exactly what you're what they think you need. So as a whole, our society is being created by people who control what you consume. Now, there's only so many companies that provide your entertainment, as I'll call it, because news now is entertainment. It's not really news. And what's given to you is only what they want to give you. And I've talked about the media like this before. And the state of our society in this episode, it hinges a lot on what you're given, what you're interacted with daily. And if for anybody obviously listening to this podcast, interacts a lot on their phone, on their computer, and anything you read online and on your phone, and if you have any website, is now curated to you and your settings. And it's not everything that's out there. To find other information, you actually have to research. And for this episode's before, yes, research, find out more, get more than one source, blah, blah, blah. But for the general society and the state of our society, then you can see these with elections and things happening that are blasted on the news every news cycle, every couple days. You're force-fed things they want you to know. So the state of our society depends on that. And you'll see a lot of your friends online that don't know any better and are the sheeple and the staple of the society that we live in. And they react constantly to things happening. You'll see them, something will happen in the news today. They'll get sad about it. They'll post it. And then some celebrity died. They'll post that right away. Oh, sad. Something will happen here. They'll post that. And whatever they're being fed, they react to. And it's a constant thing. And it's very scary because that's how they control you now emotionally with what they curate to give you in media. So it's very sad. And we have to be better than that. We have to be stronger than that. We have to understand what we're being given. And the state of our society right now, and especially in the West, hinges a lot on that. We don't have that interaction. We don't go outside. We don't live our lives. We depend on what we're given. And that has to change. Now, and my last point to the state of our society is detachment from humanity. Now, we don't have time, a lot of time to understand what's really happening outside our door. We're concerned with things happening on our phones. We're very detached. Human interaction is not the same that it used to be. A lot of people are, you'll see a lot of issues come up with now more mental issues, anxiety, a lot of things like that, that are mental that never came up before because our human interactions start a lot earlier in life. As children, and going back to that, we used to be put in situations that we learned how to deal with things from a very, very young age. You were put in social interactions, human interactions, decision-making very early in life. We never had those barriers like we do now. You never had parents throw you in the middle of a laptop, in front of a TV, to keep you occupied. You were thrown into groups of children. You were thrown in activities, things to do that, excuse me, that worked on making and developing all of your coping mechanisms as a young child. So later on, you never had to deal with relearning that at an age where you had to react to it. So not a doctor here, but it's just my opinion. Now you'll see a lot of people from a very young age, very disconnected from what's happening around them, only choosing to be very tunnel visioned wise to what they are interacting with. And when they're put in regular life situations where they have to deal with things like anxiety and other things pop up, and they don't know how to deal with that because they've usually never have that development from an early age. And I think that's where our society has failed. And I think that our state of our society depends on how we deal with things. And when no one recently has discovered how to deal with that. And my theory on this is, like I just said, very detached from things we did right back then. Yes, we did a lot of things wrong back then, but we also did a lot of things right. And if you see a lot of these symptoms pop up, and I'm not a doctor, but a lot of these things are caused by limiting social interaction and a lot more individuality and segregation, if that's a choice of words we want to use, from our personal lives, from the outside world. And unfortunately, the media and the electronics and things like that don't help with that. So now let's summarize. State of our society. We are still not in a good place at all. Now, Jacob, here's a question for you. I'm going to ask this myself. How can we make society better? Well, there really wasn't a time when society was best. We've always struggled with something. But the last couple, the last 10 years, 20 years, have progressively gotten worse. And with what's happening right now, I don't think we're ever going to get out of society's control, if you say. Now, it's up to the individual to give in to the pressures of the government and pressures of society, and it's up to you. And it is up to you to know what's best for you. Nobody can decide that. To make our society better, we have to make ourselves better. We have to make decisions for ourselves. And not necessarily doing what everybody else does. No. Do what makes you better. Do whatever you need to do for you. What's the best for you? I don't want to decide things for anybody else. I don't have the right to decide things for anybody else. And that's the problem. We can't have that mentality of groupthink. We can't say, I think this is right, you should do this too. No. Have the freedom to decide for your own. I want to do something, I want to do that thing. I don't want to do something, I don't want to do something. That should be my choice. Now, society, the state of our society is probably at the worst it's been in a very long time. Very long time. Cut out there for a second. Very long time. And that's because a lot of people get very involved in other people's lives. And they want to control them. That comes down to a lot of things happening right now in the world. And I'm not going to discuss it right now because it's a very controversial topic. But I have no right to tell you what to do, and you don't have the right to tell me what to do. Ever. And that is what separates us. That's what makes us a free society for now. And that's the topic for another discussion. Let me know what you guys think. The usual ways to contact me, link in bio. Thank you for listening.